Welcome back here on Radio On The Go. We're joined by the head coach of North Butler Clarksville Boys Wrestling, Adam Holm, as the NBC Boys Wrestlers are getting ready for the Top of Iowa Conference Tournament coming up on Saturday in Forest City. And coach, how prep has gone getting ready for one of your biggest postseason tournaments of the year?
The first 2 days practice that we did have this week, we kind of hit it hard. Made sure the boys were getting in positions where they're fighting through and getting better at, and just preparing them for the tournament and the end of the season.
And your thoughts on the competition you'll face at this year's Top of Iowa Conference Tournament, a very good wrestling conference that the Wolves get to compete in year in and year out, and no different here this year.
No, we got a lot of great teams that we're facing. You know, you're looking at our 1A class that we have Lake Mills and Nashville in there all the time, and they're good teams that we faced already this year, and we kind of know how they're going, but it's great competition. And you, of course, got Osage and Central Springs in there. Central Springs is ranked and Osage is up there too, so there's a couple of other teams that are bringing pretty good teams to the conference, and it looks like throughout the, you know, watching the season and watching all these other teams participate, they got really good quality kids, but any given, you know, day, anyone could be beat, because like Osage has been beat, Nashville has been beat, Lake Mills has been beat. So we're just going to try to keep our heads, you know, positive and give it our 100% when we step on the mat each time.
Looking at some of your top wrestlers here so far this year, what a year at 113 for Jackson Hsu, 31-2 for the freshman.
Yeah, he's doing amazing things. We had his brother last year, and Jackson's following his footsteps and is making huge leaps from junior high to high school. And 13 is the perfect weight for him. We're keeping him down. He kind of struggled at the beginning of the year, but he's doing amazing things. And we just got to make sure his weight's down and he stays positive.
And also a really good year for your junior, Jack Bartell, at 25-12 at 138.
Yeah, he's doing really well. Some of those losses are on him, and he knows it. He'd be winning and put himself in a bad position, get caught. So we're working with him, trying to just get out of his own head when he's out there in the situations. Don't try to do too much when you're winning, and just do what you know how to do. And he's been performing really well. Glad he's back down to 38, and he's looks really good there.
Evan McCormick's having a really good year at 144. He's 21-15.
Evan's stepping it up this year. He kind of had to weigh up a little bit last year, and I think that was a downfall for him. He's not a very tall or big kid, but he's strong and he's athletic, and it's showing through at 44. He's put a lot of work in. He's working hard, and we've been tweaking a couple things with him. Don't try to muscle through positions and stuff like that, and just use his technique a little bit more, and he's really performing really well for us.
And then Peyton Knoll, as well as Braden Harms, also having some really good seasons for your team.
Peyton's really performed really well. We knew as a freshman coming in he'd be really good, and he was like 500 as a freshman, then he was hurt last season, so he was kind of down on the season, but he's really putting a great season together this year. And we kind of told him that, hey, you have to wrestle as hard as you can, because when you try to take a step back or try to relax a little bit, that's when you're going to end up getting hurt. So we told him just stay positive, keep attacking, and keep going, and it's producing really good things for him. And then, I mean, what can you say about Braden Harms? I mean, sophomore heavyweight coming in, did really well last year, got third districts as a heavyweight. Really proud of him last year, and then this year just coming in, he showed so much growth and so much maturity. He's taken advice from us more carefully this year and really listened to what we're telling him, and he's putting in the work, and he's doing an outstanding job.
Your message to your wrestlers as they enter some of their biggest matches of the year, starting with this conference tournament, to a long day on schedule for Forest City on Saturday.
Just stay positive and don't get outside of yourself. Don't overthink anything, and we gave you the preparedness to get you to the the matches that you're going to face, and we are going to face some great competition, but you can beat anybody at any time and just stay positive, and that's the key, is just being healthy and positive right now.
Final thoughts, Coach, as this NBC boys wrestling team gets ready for some of your biggest matches of the year, starting with this conference tournament.
Yeah, we're hoping to do big things. You know, we got a good squad, but we've wrestled some really tough competition. We're hoping we can turn some heads and maybe get in the top five, or, you know, maybe surprise some people in, you know, three or four in there somewhere, which would be really exciting for us.
Well, Coach, best of luck to you and these Wolves wrestlers as you head to the top of Iowa Conference Tournament on Saturday. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Josh. Appreciate it, man.